Part three of Rituals to Revenue activation series. In this activation, we are going to focus on the bridge, establishing energetic connection between the I and the you, and whatever it is that is to occur between the two parties. So this is the we. We. How do we play in this exchange, in this collaboration, in this agreement? How do we create something here that is mutually beneficial? So, in this moment, you can take a deep breath in and release. Close your eyes if you choose to. My activations aren't always meant to be done with eyes closed, and I myself find that there is a deliciousness to any kind of energetic transmission, recording, activation. When I close my eyes, I can actually focus on sensations in my body and the energy swirling around me and inside of me. So, I want you to, in this moment, become aware of you, the I of the equation. The I of the equation. And with the next breath, get extra present to your presence, to your being. And now imagine. Somewhere across from you, as far or as close as you'd like, there is the you, the representation of your divine appointments or whoever it is you are meant to collaborate with, a client, a colleague, a collaborator, a partner, the you are meant to co-create with. Become aware of the space in between the I and the you. That space is filled with energy particles vibrating, and they are commingling, running into each other, all sorts of different vibrations, meeting and bouncing off of each other, playing together, circulating together, commingling. So imagine right now that the work we've done in part one and in part two has vibrationally aligned the I and the you beautifully. And in this activation, what we are going to do is have the field in between the two, the I and the you, be filled consciously with the intention of collaboration and mutual benefit. So, in this moment, feel what it would be like to release any beliefs that there is anyone losing in order to win, that there have to be boundaries or there has to be something in existence to create clarity, because if there isn't the right word spoken or something isn't clear, somebody will lose. Just for now, I want you to energetically push any of that outside of this space that I and you take up. And have the space between the I and the you be filled with just pure, iridescent, shimmering. I want you to actually see it shimmering. Energy. They are equal in vibration, equal in request and fulfillment of it. In this moment, I want you to see the call out for request and the call out. Like, imagine the energy coming from the you saying, "This is what I'm looking for," and the energy coming from you saying, "This is what I have to offer." The two meeting together in between the I and the you. and swirling in these iridescent patterns, forming geometric shapes that move. They're not stagnant, they move. They are engaged in a choreographed dance that is the outpicturing of harmony, collaboration, mutual benefit, mutual growth and expansion. And feel how delicious it feels. There is no doubt, there is no question, there is no comparison. Maybe somebody else, maybe fear of will you do enough? Will they pay enough? Will they feel enough? Whatever it is, all of it is staying outside of the space. All that is between I and you is mutual benefit, mutual respect, mutual admiration. Raise the frequency all the way up to mutual admiration. Imagine in a relationship where there is a client and the service provider, or the teacher, or the coach, or whatever, or the healer. Imagine there is mutual admiration. They both love working together. They both love co-creating in this moment together. They both feel the alignment. So feel that now between I and the you. And now I want you to imagine there is a figure eight. All of those iridescent particles of energy create a figure eight. And this figure eight circulates between the I and the you. It gently touches the I and circulates in the form of a figure eight, goes by to the you and comes back. And imagine this motion, imagine this motion. And I want you to see the figure eight now expand and the loop include I on one side and you on the other side. So the I and the you are in the loops of the figure eight, the infinity sign. And imagine this energy now circulating, forming figure eight, including I and including you. And if your body, like my body right now, moves in that motion of the infinity sign, it's doing it right now, allow your body to move that way, to follow the pattern of the energy particles. And notice how they shimmer when they turn the corner as they circle behind you and towards the you and back. And feel this gentle yet urgent rhythm that they have created, the energy particles in this figure eight. And as this energy keeps swirling around in the shape of figure eight, including I and including you, also notice how it feels to be included in it. But not just included in it, but be the creator of it and the recipient of it, the witnesser and the experiencer of it. And feel yourself, the I, expand. And get excited. Feel the excitement of a possibility of such collaboration, the excitement of the possibility of such creation, with such mutual admiration and benefit. And keep noticing the figure eight, raise in frequency. It's almost like the speed remains the same, but it feels like it raised in something. Like it's not even density, it's just it feels like it ra like the speed increased, but it didn't. What increased was the potency. What increased was what's being created as a result of it. It's gaining momentum, but this momentum is not reflected by speed. It's reflected by certain sense of safety and security in it. That for as long as this agreement is in place, both parties feel like this is a good agreement. And I want you now, just for a moment, imagine that this I-you relationship represents as many of them as you would like. In part four, we will get to the all, the highest good of all involved, but just for a moment, in this particular activation, I want you to feel what would it be like to be part of many of these figure eights. And just notice what comes up, and then release it and come back to the figure eight we are focusing on right now. Allow yourself to experience the richness, the potency, the excitement of this moment. How exciting is it to co-create with people who vibe on such similar plane, who see the benefit, who don't have to be explained or invited over and over again or assured. It just both parties just know this is correct. This is mutually beneficial. This is beautiful and of high vibration. And as such, it causes abundance to be present for both I and you. It creates abundance for I and you in this moment. Now, if you choose to, you can stay in this energy for as long as it feels good. And when you feel you are complete, you can slow down the figure eight. Know that energy is not disappearing. It's just the representation of it in the figure eight is slowing down enough for you to be free to create it, and be free to be engaged in other activities. Know that what you've just activated doesn't go away. It could be a permanent, or for as long as you wish to, a bridge, an invitation to those you are here to collaborate with, to receive through, and those who are meant to benefit from your sacred soul's work. And so it is. See you in part four.